It was Boston-born Ben Franklin who first used the term battery to describe an electric storage device. Now, nearly three centuries later, Massachusetts is hoping to jumpstart the development of new kinds of batteries to power the future. The state has launched a $10 million energy storage initiative. Its goals are to save electric ratepayers hundreds of millions of dollars, to make the electrical grid more reliable, and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Today's batteries come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. The largest in New England, and once in the world, was built 45 years ago, and it's still working. It's hidden deep inside a mountain in north-central Massachusetts. This morning, WBUR senior reporter Bruce Gellerman takes us on a tour of this enormous, usually off-limits, battery. His story is part of our ongoing Bostonomics series, In Search of the Renewable Energy Holy Grail.
90 miles northwest of Boston is Northfield Mountain Recreation and Environmental Center. Manager Bill Gabriel says the four-season facility serves over 100,000 visitors a year.
We have camping, canoeing, cross-country skiing in the wintertime. People bring their horses here. We have trails. People can ride mountain bikes, go hiking.
There are black bear, deer, peregrine falcons, and soaring overhead atop Northfield Mountain, a bald eagle carrying breakfast in its beak. It's a naturalist wonderland, but if you look around, you'll see an unnatural sight, a 5-billion-gallon battery.
So what you're looking at right here is the upper reservoir, and I consider this to be the battery for the station.
Gus Backus is director of Massachusetts Hydro Operations for First Light Power Resources. The company owns and operates the Northfield Mountain Pump Storage Hydroelectric Station. The generators are powered by this man-made mountaintop lake.
So this is our supply, our stored energy, similar to a battery. So when we need that battery to turn on, we would take this water and we would run it into the facility to produce power.
The hydroelectric generating facility is located hundreds of feet below the reservoir, hidden deep inside the hollowed-out Northfield Mountain. But you would never know it except for an occasional hint.
There are people that have been coming here for 30 years, and somebody will ask, well, what are those wires? And somebody will explain that, well, there's a power plant underground. We'll stop in my office. I'll pick up some hard hats for you, and we'll go from there.
So how many people actually get to go where we're going?
No one. Because of the security concerns, you know, with an underground power project of this size, we would do escorted tours on an as-needed basis for people that would have a need to see what we do. But typically, we don't allow public tours.
Hard hats in hand, we head off. Past a security fence, under the watchful eyes of surveillance cameras, we come to a hole in the mountain, chiseled out of gray granite. It's wider than the Sumner Tunnel.
So right now, we're going to drive through a portal door that gives us access to the underground project.
Oh, it's enormous. Looks like the Batcave.
It's funny, that's what we call it sometimes. It's like James Bond or Get Smart. Remember Get Smart from the 60s?
The Northfield Pumped Hydro Plant was built in the late 1960s. The tunnel leads to the giant generating station inside.
When this facility was built, it was actually the largest pump storage facility in the world, just under 1,200 megawatts. So we're good for well over 1 million homes.
Water from the reservoir, now high overhead, flows through four 18-foot diameter conduits drilled into the rock. Gravity and powerful pumps force the water down to the hydro plant carved into Northfield Mountain. The water spins the electric generating turbines.
And to think this was built over 50 years ago with the technology that was available at that time. Right?
To recharge the battery and get water back up to the mountaintop reservoir, the pumps work in reverse. When Northfield was constructed, the electricity for the pumps came from the then-just-built Yankee Nuclear Power Plant located a few miles up the Connecticut River.
Vermont Yankee, being a nuclear power plant, generates power 24-7 at what they call base load. So as a result of that, at night, they had all this excess power on the grid. So somebody needed to take it. So this plant was conceived and built to take that off-peak power and utilize it through pumping water during off-peak periods.
Actually, the Sisyphean labor of pumping water up and down the mountain is a net energy loss. More electricity is used than generated. But because off-peak electricity costs less than the price Northfield gets for what it generates when demand is high, the system is a moneymaker. Buy low, sell high.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Genius.
That's right.
We arrive at the underground workaday world of operations manager Doug Bennett.
So right now you're about 750 feet inside the mountain, about a half a mile in, and you're in the control room, and this is where the guys here are going to start the machines, and they're going to monitor that operation.
The Northfield Mountain Pump Storage Hydroelectric Station is still in the process of converting from old analog controls to digital systems. An ancient red rotary telephone stands at the ready. It's a direct link to ISO New England, which operates the electrical grid and decides which plants go online.
When they call there, it's either to confirm something's going on or there's an urgent need, and they'll ask us to start units fast. We like the sound of that phone. That is the sound of money.
Gus Backus leads the way to the cavernous pump storage hydro generating station.
So where we are right now is we're on an observation deck overlooking the four units. So you can see four generators. This is unit 4, 3, 2, and 1. The facility here is about 100 yards long and 10 stories high. You know, you can read about it. You know, you can look at videos online. But to be underground and actually see it and experience it, I think really drives the point. This is a pretty unique facility.
The Northfield Mountain Pump Storage Station provides nearly instantaneous power on demand. When the red telephone rings and the call comes from ISO New England, energy in the form of the water battery flows into the turbines at 27,000 gallons a second. And the generators roar. Each produces nearly 400,000 horsepower. Together producing as much electricity as the Seabrook, New Hampshire nuclear power station.
We could theoretically provide from 0 megawatts to 1,168 megawatts in about 10 minutes. So if there was a contingent loss on the grid, we could make it up pretty quick.
And the generators can produce electricity for about 8 hours flat out. The U.S. Department of Energy has big plans for battery systems like this. Pumped hydro is the most cost-effective way to store electricity. 99% of the bulk electric storage in the world is pumped hydro. And by 2050, the Energy Department wants to nearly double the amount now produced, enough to serve nearly 25 million homes.
I guess the question is, where does pumped storage play going forward?
Gus Backus says Northfield Mountain is now undergoing relicensing to run for another 50 years and believes the half-century-old facility can serve a new role in the future. Since the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant shut down 2 years ago, Northfield has been buying its off-peak operating power straight off the grid. But as more solar and wind comes online, Backus believes the pump storage generating station could one day run as a totally climate-friendly supplier of electricity.
So I think the goal of our facility would be to look at the opportunities to purchase purely green renewable power and be able to supply green power to the grid.
At the foot of Northfield Mountain, the company operates an 18,000-panel solar farm. It covers 2 acres and generates 2 megawatts. It's just a drop in the bucket of that produced by the pump hydro station, but it's a start. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.